Last one. This world may not be very clear or vivid to many, but with practice it grows clearer and more vivid. In meditation, it is of immense help to possess the power of a trained imagination and visualization, for we all create thought forms, which are extraordinarily potent factors in our lives. A man is what he thinks, but the trained imagination can visualize and see what he projects. It is worthwhile to improve that faculty. The trained imagination is under the control of a steady mind and will. The uncontrolled imagination is called fancy by the Indian sage Patanjali. If anyone doubts the power of the imagination, call to mind Dr. Kuei's famous example. He tells you to put a narrow plank on the ground and walk along it. Could you walk along it as easily if it were fixed between two skyscrapers across the street? This first inner world is called, in the voice of the silence, the Hall of Learning. It is not a small, sparsely populated world. It is a large country full of an enormous amount of things, past, present, and to come. It is the world of sleep and dreams. Psychology will call it the subconscious. It will become known to us and gradually understood. Here, thought, desire, and aspiration are creative powers taking shape and form in our imagination, which is real.